From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, a wildfire on the border of New York and New Jersey is growing larger in size as wind conditions change. Officials say the Jennings Creek blaze between Passaic and Orange counties will likely burn through at least 5,000 acres of land before it's fully contained, as crews try to keep it from spreading further north. The fire has not yet destroyed any structures, but less than a dozen are threatened, including two residential structures. Several local roads and hiking trails in New Jersey are now closed. Officials are warning residents to prepare for evacuation orders. Police are searching for a Union County man after a stabbing at a bowling alley left a second man seriously hurt.
On Friday evening, officers found a 25-year-old Newark man wounded outside of Linden Lanes after a fight with a 44-year-old coworker. Eskin Walker of Elizabeth allegedly pulled a knife and stabbed the victim multiple times before fleeing. Walker has been charged with third-degree aggravated assault, possession of a weapon, and other weapons-related charges. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is returning from his economic mission trip in the United Kingdom. Murphy spent several days in London and Cambridge promoting New Jersey technology and life sciences sectors and economic interests abroad. He spent his last night with U.S. Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Jane Hartley, and posted to social media that the U.S.-UK relationship has been a foundation for global security, growth, and hope. Former U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan will become the nation's border czar when President-elect Trump takes office. Homan says he won't hesitate to deport those who are in the country illegally, something he claims the current administration hasn't done.
You have a right to claim asylum. You have a right to see a judge, and we make that happen. But at the end of that due process, if the judge says you must go home, then we have to take him home. Because if we're not, what the hell are we doing?
Homan says he also plans to resume large-scale worksite raids, which he says have stopped under President Biden. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will we be seeing rain anytime soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey, 101.5, instant weather, clear, brisk, and colder overnight. Lows from 30 to 35, but the mid to upper 20s in the northwest hills. Mainly sunny for your Wednesday. Low humidity and dry brush resulting in a high fire threat. Highs near 50. Cold with a moonlit sky Wednesday night. Low 30 to 35, but again colder in the northwest hills. Turning out mostly sunny on Thursday. It'll be chilly with highs in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer.
In Sussex, it's 47 degrees. Red Bank, it's 51. And in Little...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.